So it must be probably with mixed emotions that you'll be coming back to the Thunderdome this weekend in maroon instead of blue.
Yeah, a little bit, you know. Coming back home to the alma mater. Great feeling. Just sucks a little bit that it's in the maroon, but you know what? You gotta make the best of the new career that I'm doing. So, you know, it's all love always still.
Oh, yeah, and everybody up here understands, JJ. No one holds it against you. It's great to see, you know, we're just, personally, it's great to see you, you know, still contributing to CIS basketball and OUA basketball, whether it's with one of our rivals, that's okay, because, you know, JJ is a very good thing, and we're fortunate to have had you with us, and, you know, we're sad to see you leave, but we love to see you come back, and...
You know, spending so many years there at Lakehead and seeing all the fans again that have been there, the Lakehead supporters from day one. So it'd be good. It's good to come back to see everybody.
In terms of not the emotional side, but the basketball side of it, JJ, you know, you're with a very highly ranked team, number 4 in the country now, and the OUA is full of great talent, and you know, we got Mac, Brock, Ryerson now taking number 1 this week, and then, oh yeah, then there's two teams called Ottawa and Carleton in there too that are all in the mix, and it's quite a crowd we have here in the OUA, and You're on a contending team, and what's sort of the feeling in the locker room like there?
It's good. Feeling in the locker room is always great. You know, being on a highly ranked team, you know, championship contender team, it's a good feeling. We just try to keep the boys locked in every day, day in, day out. And me, myself personally, you know, just having that experience of going to nationals every year, and you know, my last year finally reaching the national championship game in the CIS. The boys really take a lot of information from me, you know, because I know what I'm talking about. I've been there, so they kind of look to me for some advice. And you know, I give them advice here and there, game situation things. And when I try to help them, you know, little minor adjustments. But you know, it's good being on the coaching side, especially on such a powerhouse team. Just try to remind the guys of the end goal of the national championship. You know, I know that feeling, what it's like to be there, and I want them to experience that feeling as well.
In terms of talent, you guys have no shortage of it. There's 10 players averaging over 10 points a game. Leon Alexander, just under 20 points a game, and very athletic by all reports. Is it easier working with such a talented crew?
I wouldn't say easier. I would say it's just fun in general. You know, it's not really easier. It's just fun in general, yeah, working with such talent, because you know these guys are more athletic than I ever was. I can tell you that right now in a heartbeat. And it's just good to work with them. You know, to improve on their strengths that they already have, and then you know some things that are not really so much of a weakness, but just things that they can work on to get better on. You know, the guys. That's the big thing that I love about these guys. They want to get better, you know? So every day we're in the gym working on different moves or something just to expand their game. So it's always a fun task to be in there with the guys.
Perhaps with so much talent, maybe it's offset by the expectations perhaps set upon you.
I don't really think we have... too big expectations. I mean, we always have our own expectations, but I don't feel like there's any big expectations or should I say pressure that's on us, you know?
Yeah.
We know what we got to do. This team's focused, they're locked in, and we're ready to go on this, you know, championship winning streak.
Very good. What do you expect to feel, I guess, when you walk into the Thunderdome and you're sitting on the other bench?
Man, it'll be a good feeling just to be back. I'm definitely probably expecting a little heckle here and there, you know, just being on the opposing side now, which is expected, you know. But the Thunderdome has great fans, and you know, it's always a good time when you got the hecklers there, the hecklers row student section. I love it. So I'm expecting a little bit of that, but other than that, you know, I'm just expecting a nice warm welcome back home, you know, and I expect to come in there and try to walk away with two W's, you know.
Yeah, no, I can say, honestly, the hecklers this year haven't been as savage and unforgiving as in past years.
I'm honestly a little disappointed in that. just a little bit.
Yeah. No, hopefully they will have gotten the memo about your history, because so often, as is the case, Heckler's Row is populated by, you know, freshmen and sophomores, and so they may not know of the legend of JJ, but hopefully they will have received it by Friday, and you know, I'm sure, you know, the Thunderdome as a whole will give you your proper due and respect, but you know what I'm saying.
100%. It'll be good. You know, I'm hoping that, you know, the older classmen, should I say, of Lake State University, you know, they gotta teach these younger guys the tradition. You know, opposing teams come in there, you gotta have your hecklers roll on point. You know, I actually kind of look forward to that sometimes, going in there just to listen to the hecklers.
Yeah, it is a fun part. It is a fun part of the game as an athlete, just to kind of have that, you know, embodiment of the opposition, not only on the court but all around you.
100%. 100%.
What else has been going on in Southern Ontario for you, Jay?
Not too much, you know. Just like I said, just coaching and just living life.
Yeah.
Working at, other than that, just pretty much just pursuing this coaching career. You know, the thing I've always wanted to do. You know, I've always told myself if I didn't get a chance to go overseas and play professional, it's okay, because I knew I wanted to stay around the game and pursue a coaching career. So that's pretty much what I'm set out to do right now. Yeah. And I got a great start here at McMaster University. Under the head coach, Anthony Conley, which is a great mentor for me. You know, one of the greater coaches in the OUA right now. You know, no disrespect to all the other coaches. I'm sure there's great coaches out there, but
yeah,
you know,
My mentor, I
see him as one of the greater coaches.
Yeah, there's a coach at Ryerson that seems to be making some headlines and some bombastic claims of late.
He's making noise. I'll give him all his credit and due respect. He's definitely making a lot of noise down there, Ryerson, you know, with the absence of Corey Ramp. He's definitely still holding it down and, you know, making a name for his own self as a coach.
Okay, well, it's all good. It adds to the fire, to the feed, if you will, of the OUA.
Oh yeah, 100%.
All right.
OUA feed is always a great feed, right?
That's right.
I always tell people, man, the OUA is the best conference to play in. I really don't feel like all the other conferences are the strongest OUA. I mean, you look at the top 10 polls. Probably what the last 3, 4, maybe even 5 years, it's all like OUA teams in the top. You know, there's not really a lot of other teams from other conferences that's really holding down the top 10 strong like the OUA does.
Yeah. Well, perhaps we'll leave it at that for now, JJ. Is there anything you'd like to send out there to Thunderwolf Nation?
No, just, you know, hopefully everyone comes out to enjoy the game, and you know, I hope that I get to see some of the old fans that I haven't seen in a while, and you know, some of our Lakehead faithful. You know, I'm a marauder as a coach, but I'm always a Lakehead alum at heart and everything. You know, always going to be Lakehead at heart and a Lakehead alum. So I can never take away from my great school that I went to and put in 4 great years there. So I'm just, you know, looking forward to seeing everybody come out to the game and seeing some familiar faces again.
Okay, great.